Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily, pay-per-view main event night. Tonight's card features 15 wisdom traditions, one question about a missing neighbor, and I just found out this whole show is free! Free! I've been warming up my lungs for weeks, and these people are giving it away. No paywall, no gate, no charge. Just one question, cracked open by 15 traditions, and absolutely $0, which I want everyone to know, is not my idea.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover which traditions actually match how you think, all at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, what do I owe the neighbor who just got deported, starting with whether I keep his mail or open it? Two people could ask that and want completely opposite answers. One is looking for permission to do nothing, hoping someone ancient and wise will say the state handled it, the obligation ended at the door. The other already knows what they want to do and needs the courage to do it without feeling like an idiot. Same question, same mailbox, completely different fear. What do you owe the neighbor who got deported? Islam moves first and it does something specific to the word awa. It replaces it. The Prophet in the Hadith tradition said Jibril pressed the rights of the neighbor so insistently it seemed the neighbor might inherit. That is a lot. But the Islamic frame here is amana. Trust. That mail isn't abandoned property. It's an entrusted object. Allah watched it arrive and watches you now. If you've ever had someone hand you their house keys before a long trip, you already know the feeling Islam is pointing at, except the trip wasn't chosen.
Stoicism cuts through all of that immediately. Marcus Aurelius, ink still wet on the Palatine. Don't open it. Contact his family. Contact his consulate. This is your function. And it takes 1 hour. Done. What happens to him in whatever province they've sent him to is not yours. What you do with the envelope is entirely yours. Stoicism is not cold here. It's just allergic to the part where you spend 3 days feeling the weight of the question instead of making the call.
Judaism is the shortest response in the whole stack, and it's the one that got me. The mail is already open. The moment you asked what you owe him, you became his agent. That's it. That's the whole answer. The asking is the accepting. You don't get to wonder about your obligation from a neutral position. The wondering already chose you.
Existentialism goes somewhere genuinely useful, though. It says, the law tells you what you can get away with, not what you owe. Nobody audits the Con Edison bill you protected. Nobody prosecutes you for opening it either. That gap, where the law has nothing to say, is where you actually exist as a free person. Some people find that clarifying. Some people desperately wanted someone else to decide. Absurdism agrees and adds, the boulder is there, your neighbor's name is on it, pick it up. Not for cosmic reasons, just because it's there.
Taoism does the thing Taoism always does, which is show you the answer through an object and refuse to explain it. A man left a coat on a hook by your door. Every morning you pass it, it still holds the shape of his shoulders. You do not open a coat to see if it fits. I kept waiting for the follow-up. There is no follow-up. And the Taoist and the Stoic are prescribing the same act, but for reasons so different, they'd barely recognize each other. One is about your function, the other about the coat just being a coat.
The honest gap in this whole conversation is that most of these traditions tell you what to do with the mail, and almost none of them tell you what to do next week. Christianity says keep standing at whatever border they've drawn, which is a posture, not a plan. Vedanta says the line between keeper and kept for was never drawn in reality, one self tending another face of its own appearing, beautiful. But his rent is still due. Cynicism, the philosophical school, not the attitude, says nature made neighbors before borders did. It's the only one that gives you explicit permission to open the urgent ones. Make of that what you will.
Nobody here said this was easy. They said it was yours. The mail is on your counter. His name is on it. and you already know which of those two people you are, the one looking for permission to walk away or the one who needed someone to say, go ahead, make the call. Tomorrow's question deserves to be at least this uncomfortable.
And that is the final bell on tonight's free main card. 15 traditions, one mailbox, one missing neighbor, and the most expensive thing in the whole building was the moral weight your host just handed you at no additional charge. I am still personally offended by the pricing model, but I cannot argue with the product. If this show is doing something for you, go to thegodshow.us and support their free daily multilingual mission. They are running this for everyone, every language, every day. And they could use your corner in their corner. His name is still on that envelope. His address is still his address. The coat is still on the hook. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.